When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right. Like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try new year, same you with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I know our phones are listening to us. They're spying on us, even here in a radio studio that theoretically is supposed to be soundproof. Even though my phone is silent, it doesn't matter. It's listening to me. There's no way to silence it. I guess you can turn off the data, but what good is a smartphone if you turn off the data, right? So I know the phone is listening to me, and this is going to make it worse. But I have started tweeting at Elon Musk. And I may keep going until I get a response about all of his porn friends. Because enough is enough. The more you tweet, the more they show up. The more you tweet, the more bots flock to you. It's like flies on a pile of cow poo. It is unbelievable. And I'm not exaggerating. You all can go check out my notifications if that's what you'd like to do. It's actually getting tough to sort through the bots and find the responses from actual people and users on the site because the notifications are flooded with bots. And I don't even have that many followers. I don't know what people do who have 1.1 million or 4.5 million or, I don't know, name someone who has a million. Katy Perry's got millions and millions. I'll look it up just to be, she probably doesn't check out her notifications. But, okay, $106.8 million. How the hell, she doesn't look at her notifications. I just can't take it anymore. I'm about to stop looking at notifications, Jay. I know that the more you talk about them, the more you tweet about them, the more you open up their accounts to either mute or block, the more you get.
Yeah, I think you're inviting them now.
Right.
By talking about
By talking about them. They know. They're lurking. And so there's nothing you can do short of Elon banning them all from the site entirely. There's no way to get rid of them.
But wasn't that what he said he was going to do in the
right.
first place?
Well, he said he was cleaning it up.
I mean, it looks like it's gotten worse to me. I'm not sure, but
I honestly, as I say, it's even becoming difficult to find anything on my notifications. So people get mad at me, and honestly, what? I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, but I can't spend 24 hours a day on social media. I spend 2-3 hours a day outside of the show, and that's more than I can handle. But there's no way to respond to everyone anyway. But people get angry at me because I don't respond to them. It's hard to even see real responses and authentic people writing back to me. Now, you can spot the bots. Spot the bot. You can spot the bot. A mile away, there's no secret to who they are and what they look like. They don't really have any followers. They don't follow anyone. It's photos of young women scantily clad. And honestly, the avatars are about the same every time.
Yeah, I was going to say spot the bot would be a fun game, but it really wouldn't even
it's
be
really
that
not,
hard. Yeah, it's too easy. It's not difficult.
Yeah, it's not fun
it's
at all,
to spot the real
actually.
Person, honestly.
Right. Where in the world is Waldo? Where in the world is the real social media user?
Where is life?
It's nonstop. I wake up and oh my gosh, why am I flooded with notifications? And then I look at them and 70% of it is bots. So I'm sorry if I'm not getting back to you. I'm asking you still to be part of Ask Amy Anything on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I don't really check the notifications on that one. Producer Jay does. And then also on our Facebook page where there's a fair number of bots, but I can block them and they're not allowed to come back. On Twitter X, on X Twitter, I'm going to call this my social media X, there's really not a whole lot you can do because they just keep coming. And the more you interact or refer to them, it's almost like an invitation.
It's like a hive mentality. They swarm.
Yes, they do. So on that note, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, I hesitate to even tell you how to find us. But if you want to vote for TD of the week, well, that poll is still open. Again, try our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or you can look at our Facebook page. We've got a lot to talk about. We would have a lot to talk about even if there wasn't a basketball bombshell. The Bucks fired their head coach, even though he's had 30 wins in his first 43 games. You know what's funny? The coaches only get blamed when things aren't going well. And in this case, the metric by which Adrian Griffin has been evaluated, it's suspect. We'll get the complete story coming up at the top of next hour with our friend Steve Pfeiffer from Milwaukee Radio. He's got one son who is under the weather and a baby, and so he keeps all kinds of crazy hours. Anyway, he's a night owl like we are. And we'll get his perspective from inside the Milwaukee media market. But from outside, it seems as though Adrian Griffin was set up to fail. Based on some of the reports, based on the impatience, based on the move that was made to bring in Damian Lillard, trade away some important pieces, it hasn't worked yet. The people they put around him, whether he liked it or not, and then this extraordinarily high, maybe even unachievable standard, and yet he did a pretty damn good job. But here's the thing. Coaches don't get credit when things go well. Very rarely. Then it's the players. It must be because of the players. When things go horribly wrong, then we got to fire the coach. It's pretty interesting, but it's also a double standard. So we don't blame players when things go wrong. Unless, of course, it's a kicker, then it's always his fault. Everything is the kicker's fault. But we blame the coaches when it goes horribly wrong. The truth is the coaches are just the more expendable pieces, right? The coaches are the ones that are more easily replaced with nothing except money. In reality, most owners have enough money to be able to buy out coaches. When it comes to players, it's a little different because of guaranteed contracts that then count against your salary cap, or in the case of the NBA, the luxury tax threshold. It's impossible, outside of the trade deadline, really, to make the kind of impactful moves in season. Right. So it's not, we're a little bit too early still for teams to be divesting of pieces or really be getting into that trade bait. I know there have been a couple, but for the most part, when you're talking about contenders halfway through the season, they're still kind of feeling things out, especially if they're a team that there are teams that made a bunch of moves in the offseason. And I mean, half a season may not be enough to evaluate. But in the case of Adrian Griffin and the coaches, he doesn't even get credit for the 30 wins. No, that's probably just because Giannis is really good. And I'm not sure if you paid any attention to the Bucks lately. This whole Giannis Damian Lillard marriage isn't yet in its honeymoon phase. I mean, they were excited when it happened, but they haven't yet found a comfort zone together on the court. They have different ideas. They have different styles. They're used to being the man. And Dame is used to being the man. And of course his usage is going to go down. He's joining a team with an MVP. And so all that to say, somehow it's on Adrian Griffin. And granted, it's up to him to determine how to use these guys. Unless, of course, they won't listen. But it's on Adrian Griffin that the front office in Milwaukee doesn't think they're headed in the right direction, meaning doesn't think they're championship caliber, and there's a sense of urgency to win now. So they're now expecting to have an experienced coach who comes in and kind of picks up the pieces and moves forward. Well, why not then hire one in the first place? Why hire an Adrian Griffin when what you wanted all along was an experienced head coach who could work with a group of veterans? I mean, a lot of these guys are in their 30s. I don't love the whole window is closing thing because no team looks the same from year to year. But if what you wanted was experience and credibility in the locker room and a guy who would have an established system, then why fire Mike Budenholzer? And second of all, why not hire one in the first place? You had options. Nick Nurse changed jobs last year. Doc Rivers was free. He was available if that's what you wanted. I mean, why not hire Terry Stotts? You had him on your roster for a short time or your coaching staff for a short time, but not as the head guy. If what you wanted was an experienced head coach, why not hire one in the first place? So now you're going to go from Mike Budenholzer to an Adrian Griffin who played in the league and he was endorsed by Giannis to now another experienced head coach who's had a lot of miles on him. I don't understand. It's a failed detour. The Garmin sent the Bucks on a wild hair detour. And now I guess the Bucks are doing an autocorrect, a course correction, and Griffin is the fall guy. But a fall guy when they've won 30 of their first 43 games.
Hazard reported ahead.
It's after hours with Amy Lawrence. Poor Adrian Griffin did a face plant. Oh, right into the hump. It's our hump show, middle show of the work week. I actually won't be here tomorrow night. I will be in Augusta, Georgia. My first time ever visiting Augusta, Georgia. I'm looking forward to it. No, not to play golf, though that would be kind of fun. But they would not want me on the course right now because I have not played in a year and a half. A year and 4 months. Pretty close. It's the goal for 2024. Now that the long distance relationship is over, I'm ready to get back to golf. And Bob knows that as well. And he's supportive, actually. I want him to get back to hunting, and he wants me to get back to golf. I digress. You can ask your personal questions coming up and ask Amy anything, so send your questions to either Twitter or Facebook. As the Warriors get back to practice after the loss of one of their assistant coaches, Steve Kerr was asked about the firing of Adrian Griffin and being a coach in the NBA.
It's always surprising when, you see someone get fired, especially with a record like that. I think they're 30-13 or something. But I've seen stuff. David Blatt got fired from Cleveland, whatever it was, 8 years ago. I think he had a similar record. This is a very difficult league for coaches and players. There's not much job security. I know Griff is really well respected around the league, and so hopefully he'll get another chance because he's got a great basketball background and foundation and the respect of his peers. But it's, you know, yet another reminder, this is a pretty tough business.
It is. It's a sliding scale. Coaches are not evaluated fairly or objectively. And even in a place like Milwaukee, where they've been one of the best teams in the NBA for the last 6 years or so, currently second in the East behind only the Celtics, who, by the way, have Drew Holiday, one of their best, former best defensive players. That might explain why your defensive numbers are down, which apparently is one of the criticisms of Griffin, but not the only one. Griffin takes the blame. And it does absolutely remind me of David Blatt. You guys may recall, I know in Cleveland, you absolutely recall. He was in his second year as head coach. I remember he got hired, no NBA experience, but he got hired before LeBron James determined he would return to the Cavaliers for a second run. From the outset, and this has been widely reported, from the outset, LeBron was not having it. Didn't respect him, didn't want him, used to undermine him. He would draw up his own plays in the huddle. He preferred to work with Ty Lue. At the time, Ty Lue was, and I don't remember if this is the first year or the second year, but Ty Lue was an assistant coach with the Cavaliers, and LeBron would ignore David Blatt in the huddle and talk to Ty Lue instead. Started, again, these are all reports that are out there from multiple sources. Started talking to the front office and management, the ownership, about bringing in Mark Jackson instead. Remember, Mark Jackson had been let go by the Warriors. So he wanted Mark Jackson. The team didn't want to fire David Blatt. Obviously had success once LeBron returned and they put together their super team.
I have a huge basketball IQ.
With Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. And so middle of their second season, I think they were first place in the East. Blatt finally gets dumped. And LeBron gets Ty Lue. And they did go on to win a title, so it's hard to quibble with it. But it feels like one of those situations where it was doomed from the beginning. So here's the question for tonight. Where and what are the most ill-fated coaching hires in sports history? So David Blatt is one of them in Cleveland. Another one would be Urban Meyer with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was never going to work out. So ill-fated, doomed from the beginning. Like the, wait, don't tell me, Kim Kardashian, Chris Hopkins, was it Chris Hopkins? No, Chris.
Humphries.
Humphries, thank you. The Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries marriage that lasted, oh gosh, 47 days or something ridiculous
like that. Yeah.
Which coaching hires in sports history were the wrong in the beginning, the wrong idea from the very beginning? I'm sure you all will remind me of some that I've completely forgotten. But the David Blatt in Cleveland, once LeBron decided he was going back to the Cavs, that one was doomed.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. And Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, he was never cut out for the NFL, ever.
It was stupid.
He didn't even make it through the first season. And the whole mess where, were they in Cincinnati, where he chose not to return on the team plane?
Gosh,
remember that?
Yeah,
and
do.
Instead gets photographed with a young woman that's
yes,
young enough to be his daughter.
At the restaurant, right?
Right. While his team is on a plane back to Jacksonville. So the most ill-fated, wrong fits, the worst coaching hires in sports history. And if any of you says Mike Tomlin, you're getting blocked like a bot. That's what's happening immediately.
It is a pebble in my shoe.
Shoot a hostage, if you will.
It's a fight. It always is a fight.
Seriously, I agree with you, Coach. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, producer Jay will put up a spot for the bot, because we'll see them. And you can also weigh in on the phone, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Elsewhere in the NBA, really funny, Nikola Jokic is actually asking the referees for other coaches to get ejected. Oh, okay, MVP. Okay, we're just getting started. We need your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We need the answers to our questions. Actually, Jay and I can just do a walk down memory lane, but I know you guys will remind us of the worst, most ill-fated coaching hires in sports history. I can think of a couple more in Cleveland, actually, but I'm just going to wait on you all.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right. Like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
JamesAllen.com is the online destination to easily design a customized engagement ring and save up to 50% compared to traditional stores. You pick a diamond, whether it's lab-created or earth-created, James Allen has over 200,000 conflict-free stones. Then you pick your ring setting and metal. And if you need some help, they have real-time diamond consultations available where an expert can walk you through it all. Get 25% off your order at JamesAllen.com code podcast. That's JamesAllen.com code podcast.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Fortunate. It's a sad part of the business. Good man, good coach. You hate to see it, but that's our reality.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, Tom Thibodeau knows. He definitely knows how Adrian Griffin feels and whether or not you ever get comfortable or think you're comfortable, you let your guard down. Oh, no. In the world of pro sports and coaching, you're always, always on high alert. So the idea is to sign a deal that pays you guaranteed money, and that includes a, what's the word I want to use? It includes a significant buyout clause that will take care of you even when you are left high and dry. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. And this Adrian Griffin situation, it's got a bunch of layers to it. If you've done any reading or even headlines, if you've done any investigating or research, well, you know this was something that was bubbling beneath the surface. But it seems like he was set up to fail. So we'll get the story from the Milwaukee perspective at the top of the hour. In the meantime, what and where were the most ill-fated coaching hires or even coaching marriages in sports history? All right, so we're talking Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, David Blatt in Cleveland, and those are just two more recent examples. Bobby says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, another doomed coaching hire from the start just happened last year, Jeff Saturday for the Colts. Right, that one came out of nowhere. John on Twitter, Mike Babcock and the Columbus Blue Jackets. How about John Tortorella and some of his more volatile stops in the NHL? He's a hoot. Now, he's a good coach, but boy, is he a lot to handle. Marco Belletti's here in studio. In light of what just happened with Adrian Griffin, we're asking the most ill-fated coaching marriages in history, the ones that were never going to work out anyway, and never should have happened, and we all knew at the beginning that it was a really bad idea.
Wow, that's tough. I got a mind that's full of all kinds of stuff that I'm trying to pull through.
Yes.
The first one that I can think of, because it's locally that I lived through it, Rich Kotite with the Jets. That was a disaster zone. That's the first one I could think of.
That was
and
pre-me,
I felt bad because Leon Hess, the thing that I hear all the time is he was older, he was an owner for the Jets, and he fired Pete Carroll after 1 year, and he said because he's getting old and he wants to win a title, so he went after Rich Kotite. And that turned into, I think it was 3-13 and 1-15. And that was the end of that.
Right.
Now that turned into Bill Parcells. Right. Unfortunately, Leon Hess passed a few years later. So
Josh on Facebook says Hugh Jackson. Although he did last for 2+ years, right?
Yeah, why? That was a mess.
Right, that was the 0-16 season, right. Then the 1-15 season, mm-hmm. and then the Johnny Manziel tenure, which probably had something to do with it. Wasn't Johnny Manziel part of his?
No, I think he was gone by that point. I think. Off the top of my head, I want to say he was gone. Because he had Baker Mayfield. So I think that was, there's too many years in between.
Okay, he had the beginning of Baker.
Yeah, he went with Tyrod Taylor, even though Baker Mayfield looked better in practice
and all
that. So
then who was the one that got hired, the coach that had no experience, in Cleveland? What was his name?
Chudzinski or something like that?
Yeah, Chudzinski.
I don't remember exactly how to pronounce
Rob
it.
Rob Chudzinski.
Who took over after Mike Pettine was there for about a week.
Oh, my gosh. They made the worst hires in a row. Rob Chudzinski.
Who might have taken over still... after... Was he taken over for Eric Mangini?
He might have been. Let's see.
I mean, the Browns, Look, part of it was because nobody wanted the job. That was part of it. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, he was the head coach...
1 year.
...during the 13 season... Nobody'd ever heard of him. He was, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but apparently he stuck with the Colts for a couple years as an assistant after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Yeah, and like I said, I think he took up Mike Pettine had a couple of years there. He was okay.
Oh, wait a minute. He's an on-field coach with Boston College.
Yeah, I mean, he was an assistant. It was just that he kind of came out of nowhere to go from assistant to head coach. Usually, when someone's named a head coach... Even if it's their first job, we've heard of them because they did something somewhere in the coordinator ranks that justified the promotion to head coach, and you kind of get the same names. I mean, it's the good old boy network. You get the same names bounced around all over the place, whether it's a coordinator to go to a first-time head coach. It's rare when you get a coordinator that, I want to say he was a coordinator for like a year. So he was an assistant and then a coordinator for 1 year and then became a head coach. That's unusual for a team to make a jump that fast.
Mm. So, Freddie Kitchens, that was another one. I mean, we could just run down the list of Cleveland coaching
hires.
Who had
the 1 year after he took over for Hugh Jackson and then Greg Williams on the interim.
If you don't wear brown and orange, you don't matter. Remember that? You don't wear brown and orange.
You don't wear brown and orange.
Thank you.
You don't matter.
Freddie Kitchens, Greg Williams, Hugh Jackson, Mike Pettine, Rob Chudzinski. Oh, let's not forget about Pat Shurmur, who was after Eric Mangini.
Okay.
Romeo Crennel, who did at least last 4 years. Terry Rubisky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes,
Butch Davis, Chris Palmer, and all that back to Bill Belichick.
Right, because Chris Palmer was the first one when they got brought back to Cleveland the team back after they had moved to Baltimore.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Going all the way back to Paul Brown, the majority of these guys, Marty Schottenheimer and Bill Belichick. Maybe people know Bud Carson.
Right. Yeah,
Butch Davis for a few years.
Yep.
Most of these guys.
And most of them didn't have any success. I mean, Bud Carson had a couple good years.
Oh my God.
Marty Schottenheimer went back-to-back AFC Championship games, did a great job in Cleveland. You know, the fumble and the drive and all that. And unable to get over the hump. But most of those guys had no success. You know, Bud Carson, I want to say, went to the playoffs once. Belichick went to the playoffs once. They had that 1 year. I don't remember who was under. When Derek Anderson brought him to the playoffs, I don't remember who the coach was at that point. You rattled him off and that disaster. It might have been Romeo Crennel. I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, again, when you have a franchise that hasn't won much, I mean, geez, we could do this with the Lions. I mean, other than Wayne Fonts, it's just, you know, you're rattling off name after name after name.
Well,
I mean,
Mike just weighed in from Detroit. He says, Matt Patricia.
Right.
Hold my beer, Matt Patricia.
Right.
Jeffrey says Mike Ditka to the Saints.
Yeah, see, you're right. And it was awful. And I mean, the lasting image of Mike Ditka with the Saints was him smoking the cigar after he traded his entire draft to get Ricky Williams.
Right.
And he left. That was a disaster. I agree. he also did win a Super Bowl. So it's a little tough when you're, you know, when you talk about like a second run, when a guy flames out for a
second. Right. You know, understand why the organization hired him.
Right. George Seifert was a disaster with the Panthers. He went 1-15. The guy won 2 Super Bowls. So like it's hard for me to, you know, make fun of him in that regard.
Good point. This is a more recent one too. Eric on Facebook, Nathaniel Hackett for the Broncos.
Right.
And then Paul says Spurrier still. Spurrier.
Yeah, the old ball coach didn't work out in Washington well.
Okay, so that's kind of the idea, is we're looking for the most ill-fated, mismatched coaching hires in pro sports history. I know it's a big swath. Just pick an era, any era, and find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, our Facebook page. Jay put up a spot there as well. While you're doing it, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. I'm looking for hires in any sport. It's going to be amazing. I mean, let's just lay it on thick. Why don't we? In honor of Adrian Griffin. So he knows he's not alone. And then top of the hour, we'll get more. By the way, is Sean McDermott keeping his job in Buffalo? Don't ask me why that's a question, but it is. Seems like Nick Sirianni is keeping his job in Philadelphia. Weren't we supposed to get a press conference with him tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Huh.
And Howie Roseman. So they're supposed to be the two together. Of them together.
Well, then they're clearly not firing him if he's going
to
be there.
I would think. I don't think you're going to trot him out to ask her questions about how he's walking away. So I would think he's going to be safe. They haven't announced it, but.
Although we have seen that. Now, I don't know that Nick Sirianni has earned the same credibility or equity, but they did do that with both Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick in Seattle.
Yeah. No.
Championship coaches, of course.
Yeah, so. 24 years, 14 years, 4 years. Like, nah. I don't think so.
Who does that?
Who does that indeed? Okay, so phone number 855-212-4227. Sean McDermott, is he on the hot seat? We get the answer to our question straight ahead.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
1 man to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the 5. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Feathers belting into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Baltimore Ravens.
Holding himself, runs to the left, he's to the 5, Lamar's in, touchdown Ravens! They're going to have a championship game in Baltimore because the Hayes in the barn!
The San Francisco 49ers.
Here we go. Purdy under center. Juszczyk offset left. Coming in motion, Warner. Next to Kittle, tight right. Juszczyk goes right. Purdy takes it, hands off to McCaffrey off the left side. Breaks a tackle! Touchdown! San Francisco! Francisco!
The Detroit Lions.
Jared leans in. There's the snap. Jared back. Jared looks. Jared throws right side. It is caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared Goff with the delivery. 14 with a catch. And the Lions with an extra point can double up their lead with 6:22 to play.
Man, Dan, look. He's dropping dimes, nickels, quarters. Jared is dropping it all out the other day. Beautiful pass from number 16.
What a drive by the Detroit Lions that time. What a drive. When they needed it.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Goal to go at the 4-yard line for the Chiefs, trailing 24-20. Pacheco, running back. Chiefs will use the shotgun. Motioning left is Hardman. They give it off to Pacheco. Slamming on the left side. Angling into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City. Pop gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone. And the Chiefs are back in front. 26-24.
One each from the four winners over divisional weekend. Funny that people are asking me the Super Bowl winner. And I don't even know who's in the Super Bowl yet. You guys, why do you insist on jumping the gun? But you can vote for TD of the week with the final four still standing. Jerry Sandusky on Ravens radio. Greg Papa on Niners radio. Dan Miller on Lions radio. And Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio. Those were the winners in that order. And the poll is pinned to the top of our show Twitter. After Hours CBS. You can also find it on my feed, A-Law Radio. And then on our Facebook page as well. I just want to say quickly, thank you, even though many of your responses are crowded out by the bots. It's not difficult to spot a bot these days, but I do appreciate all your support over my speaking engagement. I've never been a keynote speaker before. I've served on many panels. I've taught many classes. I have my own class that's coming up again at Syracuse University this spring. I've never been the keynote speaker at an event. So I'm really excited about it, but also nervous because I feel like there's some extra pressure here. And it matters to me too. It's a women in sports event for the Peach Belt Conference. And it's not only administrators and other women in sports, not just in sports broadcasting, but other women in sports that I'm excited to collaborate with, but it's a bunch of younger women who are right now competing in college sports. And I remember what it was like when I was in their shoes and how you have your whole life ahead of you, but it can be pretty scary and daunting and feel that way even after you get started. So thank you for all of your kind words. I appreciate it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, you can find, there's actually a flyer that the Peach Belt Conference shared on both Twitter and Facebook, and I retweeted it just because I'm really excited. So I have to be at the airport in, we'll call it 6 hours. Yes, the good news is, though, when you're married, your spouse gets to drive you to the airport. Yes.
That is a win.
So at least I don't have to battle traffic after being up all night, then taking care of the dogs, then packing, because why in the world would I pack ahead of time? There's too much going on. So I did not pack a thing yet. It's a quick trip. I won't even be in Augusta. I'll be in Augusta for 24 hours. That's it. But I am really excited about this opportunity. And to that end, I will not be on the show tomorrow night because I didn't think I'd be at my best for a keynote address if I was awake all night. I've done that before. Not a real good idea. So I'll miss you tomorrow night, but I'll be back on Thursday night into Friday morning so we can get ready for championship weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's our hump show. You can ask Amy anything coming up in the third hour of the show. Top of the next hour here in about 15 minutes, we'll get the lowdown, the skinny, if you will, from Milwaukee about the surprise firing of Adrian Griffin. Love your answers already. The most ill-fated, mismatched coaching hires in history. I don't care what sport. I just need your names. Let's go. Bring it on. So we've got some good ones already. Producer Jay is retweeting from our show account. For those of you who think that Sean McDermott should be fired and should get his pink slip, I got news for you. Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Bills, does not share your perspective.
There wasn't anything in those games where you're going, man, he really botched this or he botched that. You have to look at the whole picture of those things. I think Sean did a really good job. And I think if he hadn't have done a good job or he had lost this team, I think I spoke to you guys and I said, we'll find out the character of this team and really, you know, how much they believe in their head coach. And, you know, we won every game until we lost on Sunday here.
Six consecutive wins. This is kind of my point about Adrian Griffin. So often it is a sliding scale for coaches. Why, and I think it's insane that people want to fire Sean McDermott, but why doesn't he get credit for leading the team on six consecutive wins to get to the AFC East title again? How come he doesn't get credit for that if you want to blame him for the fact that they lost to the Chiefs? And there's plenty of blame to go around. But why doesn't he also get the credit and get the attaboy and the, hey, look what our coach did when the Bills were down and out and it appeared as though playoffs were a pipe dream. And then he leads them on, well, five consecutive wins to end the regular season. And this is with, what, half the defense gone from the original roster? That was part of Sean McDermott's resume this year as well. By the way, Brandon Bean, does it matter what Josh Allen has to say about Sean McDermott or Joe Brady even?
Oh, we don't care at all what Josh thinks. Make sure he knows that too.
I love that. Sean McDermott also part of this press conference. How do the Bills fix this issue?
This is not a situation where you strip it down to the studs, you start all over. I mean, we've done a lot of good things, and the players have done a lot of good things. I think you really start with understanding the success that we've had and how we've gotten it. And then you make tweaks along the way to try and get ourselves to become world champions.
Good for Sean McDermott. I agree. You can't have a quarterback like Josh Allen and some of the talent around him. And again, they had a ton of injuries this year. But the way that they incorporated James Cook into the offense late to me was a huge step forward. I know that they were missing Gabe Davis, but Khalil Shakir stepped in and had two really impressive games. And honestly, he was part of the surge toward the end of the regular season. They were missing so many critical pieces on defense. And yet they fought hard. And again, Sean McDermott, if he's going to get blamed for them losing to the Chiefs for the third time in 4 years and failing to get to the AFC Championship, he should also get credit for the fact that they were dead in the water. They were on life support and ended up winning the AFC East again. All right, let's talk Milwaukee coming up next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.